You are listening to a free version of the Majority Report with Sam Steeter. To support this show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeter. It's time to look in the mirror, America. Do you like what you see?
I keep referring to Obama as the magic Negro.
Do you like what you see now?
Well, suck on this.
It's just a mirror, America.
Shared sacrifice by everybody.
What could it do to you except reflect your image?
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
The Majority Report.
Far more credible to me than PBS.
And Front One.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeter.
And I get the feeling you've been cheated.
It is Wednesday, April 1st, 2015. My name is Sam Steeter. This is the three-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal in the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. On the program today, Dr. Herbert Schumacher. On the Blockbuster Report, which shows a slight change in the cost of living formula under the auspices of the Medicare doc fix, would change the projected rates of solvency of the combined Social Security trust funds. Also on the program today, Iran deal deadline extended, as I think I predicted the other day. And Indiana, under intense pressure because of their freedom to be a pariah bill, Arkansas now has joined in the bigoted fund and forced Planned Parenthood clinics, of Planned Parenthood clinics in Indiana, coincidentally, have led to an HIV epidemic. All that and more on today's program. I should tell you folks right up front, obviously, I'm still a little sick. And I want to both express my gratitude and start with an apology. Obviously, we're not doing our April Fool's show today because, frankly, I'm just too ill. I don't have the energy to do it. Excuse me. We're not ending the tradition by any means whatsoever. Just frankly, as you know, I've had a tremendous, cold, and I appreciate the well wishes. I feel better than I did yesterday, which was better than I had the days, before. Thank you. I just got word that literally 30 seconds ago, we went $5 over our goal on the Indiegogo campaign. So there you have it, folks.
I'm excited.
That's pretty great. I mean,
I haven't seen Matt this pumped for a while.
I am more excited than I am coming off, obviously, because I am a bit under the weather. So, but thank you very much. To be honest with you, we still had two more perks that I was going to put up. One, which was, I think I mentioned this, the caricatures that Don Quixote had had offered. And I have been putting together, literally, we had to put them together, the videos of the old Cedar v. Marin v. Cedar shows that we did when Marin was out in California and I was upstate that ultimately led to Break Room Live. And we were going to put those on a thumb drive, I think. And so we may still put them up if people are interested. And we won't be too aggressive on the...
You're like, what, one of two people in the whole world who have that?
I'm the only person.
The only
person? Oh, well, actually, no. A listener, JP Mock, one, I think, is
I think that's
handle.
Who I was talking about when I said
yes.
one of two.
He had them, and he sent them to me. So we will be posting those, you know, as soon as I can get some rest and catch up on stuff. As you know, I'm going on vacation starting Friday, although Cliff and I will pre-tape. And we have at least three or four new shows for you next week anyway, so you may not even notice I'm gone. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Dr. Herbert Schumacher on his report, which shows that a slight change in the cost of living formula under the auspices of the Medicare doc fix, and I should say may change projected rates of solvency of the combined Social Security Trust Fund. Well, I only say that because it was he made a point of saying may as opposed to will. So as soon as Matt, if you could hand me my tea over there, please. I made a little a hot tea and honey. No, just hand me the cup, not the – that's a hot plate.
Oh.
Matt, just hand me the hot plate. No, the tea. Just give me the tea, not the hot plate, because if you bring the hot plate over, it's electrical. You don't want to bounce it in. You don't want to bounce it into the cables, because then you could short Matt. You could short the thing, and then we could. God, Matt, we could end up doing some type of stupid April Fool's joke thing where we turn into a conservative show if you do that with the. Back the Ken and Ken show. I'm the Deuce here with Scotso and the Dork. We got a guest coming on in a minute. We've been talking for quite a while about all this hubbubaloo in Indiana that the gays are making a big issue about, and so to have somebody on to talk about it, I thought it was pretty appropriate to have her on. To talk about this issue is Tina Duppy. She is a syndicated columnist. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks for having me.
It's Scotso, but whatever.
Scotso.
So, I'm sorry. The Deuce. I got a cold. Tina... One of the things, the reason why my producer said you'd be good to talk about this is because, and I had read about this story actually in the Daily Caller, about how NPR did a story on you that you were gay for 25 years or so and didn't realize it. Or you realized after 25 years that you've been made gay and you're not actually gay. So what's your reaction to Indiana?
How did you guys get my number? I was told I was an alcoholic for 25 years.
Oh,
so that's really interesting, because like there's a lot of criticism of people sort of like comparing being gay to being an alcoholic. But you, as a gay person who was not actually gay, is saying it's like drinking too much.
this. I am not gay. Never have been gay.
Okay. All right. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. So you must be very much in favor of allowing people to be Christian in Indiana.
All right. I was told that we were going to talk about the new law in Indiana that Mike Pence just...
That's right. RFRA.
Yeah. So this is what I have to say about that, that discrimination is wrong, and that even if you have beliefs, if you own a business, a for-profit business, you should still have to cater to people who disagree with you and that you find to be offensive.
So why do you believe in discriminating against Christian people?
Religious freedom is not, or freedom is not a zero-sum game. Just because I am told that I have to be fair to all people does not mean that I am less free. It means that I agree with other people's freedoms as well.
Oh, okay. So that's your opinion, but you can't, you're not, I mean, if I'm Christian, let's say, okay, and I disagree with people being gay, I mean, I'm okay with people being gay. It's just as long as they don't do it in front of me or I'm not aware of it.
Well, some of them could do it in front of you, if you know what I'm saying.
No.
There's different types of lesbian activity, which is acceptable.
Well, but I mean, that would be like more of like a behavior. I'm just saying that gay...
Hello.
Sorry. We had a technical difficulty. all I'm saying is that if gay people are going to be around, they should just not be, you don't have to, like, I don't go into a restaurant and advertise that I'm not gay. Correct?
Right, but here's the thing. There are tons of things that are in the Christian Bible that Christians have practiced for millennia that are illegal, and it doesn't make Christians less free. For example, mutilations as punishments was something that was practiced for thousand years, and then the Eighth Amendment outlawed that for cruel and called it cruel and unusual punishment. And so Christians are not less free because they can't mutilate people for thievery. Segregation, for example, was thought to be in the Bible because black people had the mark of Cain. Segregation is not legal, and it doesn't make Christians less free. Slavery was in the Bible. And there's actually instructions on how to treat your slaves, and slavery is not legal. So that doesn't make Christians less free.
Well, see, that's the problem. This seems to be like a slippery slope. Right? Because you let some of those things slide, and then all of a sudden you're forced...
Right. The slippery slope happened with the First Amendment.
Whoa, excuse me. Why do you seem so angry?
I'm
really angry about this.
Isn't tolerance a two-way street?
Right. Like, it's a little bit hypocritical to say, like, we have to be tolerant for you, and you don't have to be tolerant for us. I mean, like I say, I have no problem with gay people. It's just keep it behind closed doors. And if I'm not aware of it, it's not a problem. All right.
But Deuce, we're not talking about you and your opinion. We're talking about business owners. We're talking about people there. And just today,
I'm a small business owner. Like,
are a small business owner and you are also not, providing services. And so who are coming out in support?
Well, actually, I'm a silent buyer.
Law
on, hardware
like Memory Pizza in Walkerton, who is more than happy that this bill was passed so that he doesn't have to cater gay weddings.
Yeah. Well, okay. So why should there be forced catering or forced working for gay people?
Well, the question is, why should he have to serve black people? Why should he have to serve Jewish people? Why should he have to serve someone whom he does not like?
Why do you liberals always have to bring race into literally everything? Like, all the time.
It's a total race card.
Answer the question. I answered your question. Now you answered mine. So what is stopping this guy? If his religion says that black people have the mark of Cain and he finds it to be offensive and he doesn't like black people.
Have you ever heard of anybody
based on his religion?
Wait a second. Hold on for 1 second.
What is this?
That's a great fiction narrative you're talking about. But like, what is the religion? What is the religion that's practiced today in America, in Indiana? Because first of all, Hoosiers are some of the nicest people in the entire world. I don't know if you've ever been to Indiana, but it's like you go there, and I personally have not, but I've met people from Indiana, or just listening to the governor on TV. He is probably one of the nicest guys I've ever not personally met. And so I don't think he has a problem with black people. Is that what you're saying?
Good luck having a good basketball team, like, in your city, if that's your attitude, too.
Right. There's nobody's going to be doing well with that attitude.
I'm saying that there have been interpretations of the Christian Bible which have led to segregation. So why? What is stopping someone saying that they will not serve black people because of their religion?
Oh, I think we have federal laws that say you can't do that with black people.
Exactly, and we should have federal laws so people can't do that.
Oh, so you're saying something, though, different, right? Like, you want to give gay people special rights, even though they don't have to be gay.
The special rights that every other, that black people have, yes.
Oh, so now you're admitting that black people got special rights.
That's amazing. So, like, you admit it.
I can't hear everybody over the yelling.
Oh, there she is. Oh, she can't hear. So wait a second. We just got you on record saying that you think that black people have special rights.
You said black people have special rights.
No, I think you'll find you said that.
I'm pretty sure you said it.
I don't think so, but I think you did. All right. So let me ask you this. You're part of this gay agenda, and you're trying to push this whole gay thing on people over and over again.
I think it's referred to as gay supremacy.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
We ram it down our throats.
Right. You've got big gay now coming in and pushing everybody around. Because, I mean, let me just quote, okay, what Brian Fisher had to say, who is an official on this stuff. Indiana will soon find it's impossible to satisfy the homosexual lobby. That's big gay. They'll immediately be back for more and more and more. And I would add, they come back for more and more. Gay people just, they can't get enough of it.
They're insatiable.
The dork would know.
Again, this is the same argument that has been said about every other minority from the Irish coming over here to Italians to African Americans
Can I ask you a question? If you were Jewish,
a zero sum game.
If you were Jewish,
if I were Jewish,
would you be okay with me coming into your cake store or your pizza restaurant?
Your accounting
firm. Or your sign store.
Your law firm.
Your wherever it is you're working, and say, like, okay, you got to make me a sign with a swastika on it because I'm going to a Nazi rally. And would you have to do that?
For a sign maker?
Yeah, or a cake. I thought you said it was a cake. Okay, fine. It doesn't matter. I'm bringing a swastika to the Hitler's birthday celebration.
That's not the same. Here's the thing. I've heard this before, and like, it kind of hinges on the idea that being gay is a choice versus being gay is how you were born. You choose to be a Nazi. You know, and you also choose to be a bigot. You don't choose to be gay. So, and you don't choose your color, and you don't choose your ethnicity. So these are things that people cannot help. And so that's what discrimination is. It's not my disagreeing with you, with your choice to be a Nazi. It's that hear people who have no choice in the matter, and they are being discriminated against because of something that they cannot help.
All right.
So a difference of opinion is a little bit different than a difference in sexual orientation or a difference in race.
Right. Okay. Whatever you say. Sounds a little bit hypocritical to me, but Scotzo.
Yeah, Tina, I got two-part question for you. One, moving more back to like the personal, and then the others about something else. But first, I would say, so even though you support Big Gay, you're no longer a lesbian, and I'm just wondering if you could explain that more. Like, did you decide you wanted to wear like a different footwear or something? You were tired of Birkenstocks. Like, what was that process? Or were you like a lipstick one? Just sort of like curious about that on a human level. And then follow-up question, I'm assuming like if ISIS guys or whatever don't want to like bake a gay cake, that's fine because they're like they're Muslim or whatever, and you like them because they drive your cab and they speak with weird accents or whatever. So, you know, two-part question.
I'm going to try and unpack that first. I think that I'm not I don't think that being a lesbian or being called a lesbian is an insult. So I don't know how to answer your question other than trying to think that you're trying to kind of denigrate me.
That was your NPR interview.
The ISIS is kind of a – what happened to ISIS?
ISIS is probably one of the greatest sources of evil in the world.
So yes. It's a little disturbing that you wouldn't hate ISIS.
What does that have to do with cake?
Well, I'm saying that probably if ISIS said, I don't want to bake a gay cake, that would be fine because I'm assuming you're going to be sympathetic to them because that's like George Bush's fault or something.
I didn't realize that ISIS was getting into the baking business. Is that a thing?
Saying Muslims don't eat cake?
I mean, yeah, you can, like, evade the question all you want, but I think that this is a big deal, especially in an age of, like, heightened terrorism where Barack Obama's throwing the keys to, like, the launch codes to Iran. You got ISIS rampaging, and, like, you know, I like to have a good time as much as the next guy, but I'm afraid for my kid's future, and you're taking it as a joke.
Again, I don't think that ISIS is baking cakes.
Okay, well, since – hold on for 1 second then, all right? Since we got to live on the line and you seem to think that you know everything about ISIS, why would you allow Iran to build a nuclear weapon?
Again, I think this is not a thing that's actually happening.
Is it so hard for liberals to realize evil exists in the world?
Again, I don't speak for all liberals, but I think that this is ISIS is an evil, but I don't think they're evil enough to bake cakes.
All right. Well, I don't get any of that. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. But so let me ask you one more question. So do you think Hillary's going to drop out of the race? I mean, she's getting so much grief about this email thing. Like, how many scandals can she handle?
She can handle as many as Hillary can handle. You know, I mean, the thing with Hillary is that she's not held to a double standard. She's held to a Hillary standard. And who knows? To my knowledge, she hasn't actually officially declared. So she can't drop out of anything that she has not officially declared.
All right. Good point. You win that one. Let me just ask you this, too. Are you all crying now about your new host of the Liberal Daily Show? Turns out that he's not so liberal, I guess.
He's an anti-Semite.
Turns out that he's actually kind of funny.
You guys like him, huh?
Well, I mean, that's
just except for the Jew jokes, yeah.
Except for, like, you know.
I stand with Israel.
You know, I think that, you know, I think that he, I think that we've all said stupid things and we should not be, you know, and we've all made bad jokes. I mean, the problem with it is not that it was offensive, it's that it wasn't funny. And it was like one of those dumb jokes that you make and hope it doesn't, or that, you know, you're assuming no one reads it and then someone read it. The thing with him is
no
that
one reads
the only
it. He did it on
show.
Twitter.
Like, I think a lot of people read on Twitter.
Right.
That's like going on the radio and saying, I thought nobody was listening.
Yeah. Well, that actually happens quite a lot on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One can only imagine.
Maybe on your side of the
Tina
dial.
Duppy, Sorry about the confusion with the your former gayness, but we appreciate your perspective on this this whole Indiana thing. I think it's pretty clear where you stand, and it didn't work out properly. I think it was pretty clear that you were in the wrong. But you get the last word.
Well, thanks for having me, Trikins.
All right, fair enough. All right, so you were wrong, and you had the last word. So thanks so much.
I was just trying to think of, what it would be like. Like, for me, when I hear someone, hate America or defend ISIS, how upset I get is probably as upset as she gets when she sees a tweet making fun of fat girls.
Yeah.
Why, that black guy is going to host the
Daily Show. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Problems with your significant other? An unsatisfactory sex life? Low self-esteem? Sound familiar? No need to worry. For all this, there is a safe and natural solution. In clinical studies, researchers have found that Viralis helps increase the length and thickness of the penis, increases sexual desire, and gives stronger erections. Do not settle for average. Now you can have a great life, better sex, and raise your self-esteem. Buy a 6-month supply of Viralis to guarantee up to 3.5 inches of growth. Order the Viralis package suitable for you and change your life for the better.
All right. Now, as you know, I don't totally agree with Glenn Beck all the time. Like this thing where he said he's going to abandon the GOP. It's like, where are you going to go, brother? Right? I mean, what are you going to do?
He's a little bit of a drama queen at times.
You're going to vote for the Dems? No, of course not. So, however, I think he's spot on with this one. Here he is talking about how what's going to happen. The thing is that people aren't paying attention to when Big Gay gets this powerful. They will keep coming at you. Over and over and over. Yeah, listen to this.
The gay activists will boycott, will make it uncomfortable. They'll smear them.
Yeah, but that they're going to do that anyway.
They'll just ratchet up the hate.
Now, pause it for a second. That's the thing, is that, for gay people, it must be, their number one agenda. What are we going to do? How are we going to have fun? Let's go make some people feel uncomfortable. Right?
That's what they do. It's sort of doing ABBA revivals and being how can we make a nice baker or florist cry from discomfort?
Unbelievable.
FRA, not even the First Amendment stops that. I mean, they can go out and they can say whatever they want against these people.
This is why you don't change people through, you can't legislate morality. Right. I can't believe I'm arguing.
I know.
I'm arguing the other side. You can't legislate morality. This is why we have to heal our hearts. This is why we have to get to know each other. This is why we have to stand with each other. Because I know there are gay, there's a ton of gay people who listen to us. They know our hearts. I know their hearts. We don't have a problem with each other. Let's stop forcing each other to do things. You don't change anything. That ends up in concentration camps. You just start grinding and grinding and grinding away until you're in separate worlds and nobody talks to each other.
Pause.
And then
now he's right, okay? Because here's the thing, those gays will just keep grinding and grinding and grinding and drive us all into concentration camps. It is a well-known documented fact that the gay Nazis were the most Nazi of all the Nazis, right? I mean, you had your Nazis and then you had your Uber Nazis.
Because you had all the Nazis that were I'm not saying they were good people and whatnot, but they were just we want Germany to be a little stronger, and maybe Jews should go take a run or something and stop being so little and taking the money from other people, and then Germany could be stronger. And that was like a fitness program almost. But then the gay Nazis came along, and then they just they escalated it just like they do at a nightclub or a bar or anywhere. They just grind and they grind and they grind and they take and they take and they take.
Like Brian Fisher said, they just want more and more and more and more and more and more and more.
Yeah, that's right. How it was in Nazi Germany.
Okay. So that's, I mean, you know, I think gay people who listen to this program know that deep down, we just don't want to sell them a pizza or a cake. Besides that, it's okay.
They, like, know what's in my heart. Like, you know, you could, like, say hi, you know, to a gay person or whatever.
Here's a girl who has a pizza place in Indiana. And, you know, the TV, of course, they're trying to exploit her. All right? So they're trying to go there and make fun of her for just caring about not wanting to sell pizza to gay people. So let's play this.
If a gay couple was to come in, like say we wanted, they wanted us to provide them pizzas for a wedding, we would have to say no.
Crystal O'Connor and her family are standing firm in their beliefs tonight. They've owned Memories Pizza and Ice Cream in Walkerton for almost 10 years, a small town business.
It's a cute little town, Walkerton.
With small town ideals.
We're a Christian establishment.
They pride themselves in owning a business that reflects their religious beliefs.
We're not discriminating against anyone. It's just that's our belief. And everybody has the right to believe anything.
So when Governor Pence signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act into law, the family was not disappointed.
We definitely agree with the bill.
I asked her about the negative backlash it's been getting for being a discriminatory legislation. Her response...
I do not think it is targeting gays. Yeah. I don't think it's a discrimination.
She believes it's a way to protect businesses like hers.
Oh, it's supposed to help people that have a religious belief.
She says because she is a Christian, she and her family don't support gay marriage, and that is their right.
I agree with the bill.
Kevin O'Connor is Crystal's father, and you could say he's set in his ways. He believes the negative backlash the bill and its supporters are getting isn't fair.
That's a lifestyle that you choose. You know, I choose to be heterosexual. They choose to be homosexual. Why should I be beat over the head because they choose that lifestyle?
That's right. Look, first of all, for thousands of years, okay, Christians have been making pizzas for weddings. And to go against that tradition where you would have to make a pizza for a guy-on-guy wedding is just, it's beating you around the head with it.
It's,
you know what I mean?
Shoving it down your throat.
Totally shoving it down your throat.
It's just like ramming it down your mouth. Like every single time with the gay, they shove it down your throat. They grind it against your body. And it's just endless because they're insatiable, like the dork said.
And you support them too. That's Memories Pizza in Indiana.
Yeah, I'm sure that's really good pizza.
It's probably the best.
No, but seriously, like that and this sweet lady and her dad, who were just trying to give you, like, a nice Wonder Bread pizza and, like, some good memories, like the name of their store. And then what happens is, like, you know, Sir Elton John or whoever has to come grind on them.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Like, what? Where's hey, if Lena Dunham wants to go open a pizza place in Indiana, that's what I say. Go ahead. More power to you. There can be the Lena Dunham for gay pizza place. And then the normal American pizza place in Indiana.
Yeah, I think I know which one I'll be shopping at, and like regular Americans.
No kidding. All right. Now, we'll take some calls on that if you want.
President Obama could open up the Hamas pizza place.
That's like, right. Everybody can have their own pizza. That's why America's so great. Yeah. So you can have, and then if you have three different pizza stores, there's just going to be a lot more money made.
And then the market will determine, like, who's going to win. See, that's what I say. It's like, just go out and compete. Like, don't ram your agenda down our throats. Just be, like, in the marketplace, and then we can decide ourselves instead of just, like, jamming it and forcing it down our every time.
The number is 646- 646-257-3920. Part of this is really sort of, you know, we've talked about this before, about how feminine America is getting. And so, you know, obviously it's part of the feminization of our culture. If you can be gay and be married and then go get a pizza, what's that doing to the rest of us? Right? I mean, it's just making everybody more feminine. And this is actually Andrea Tantaros on Fox News. She had a very good point to make about what is really going on here with all these attacks on guys. Like, I saw something unbelievably offensive that some girl comedians put out a couple of weeks ago, basically
well,
saying...
Well, that's a joke right there, right? Girl comedians?
Well, it's not a funny one. But saying basically that... basically saying that all guys rape, and so don't rape. And I was just offended by that. I was just like, whoa. But here's Andrea Tantaros.
But there's a bigger theme happening here, Katie. I mean, as you point out, this hurts women. This hurts victims of sexual assault. And I'm going to speak slowly here so all the feminist blogs can get this one because I'm sure they'll clip it. There is a war happening.
Yeah.
On boys,
yep.
On these college campuses. Now, we see this fraternity. They can't show that they did anything wrong. We don't know if anything was done wrong. But, Katie, the DOJ has been involved, and Obama's administration is scrutinizing these college campuses to come down hard on cases of rape. And even at Harvard University, some of the most liberal professors, including Alan Dershowitz, have penned a letter to the Boston Globe saying there is no due process
right.
in these sexual misconduct cases for these kids.
It's a war on boys.
And even when, like, Alan Dershowitz, who is Jewish, but, like, he says it, and it's, like, probably because he was accused of, like, rape himself, like, then he was like, you know, this isn't good here.
Yeah, it's virtually impossible for him to find a lawyer.
Exactly.
Let's go to the phones. You're calling from a 509 area code. Who's this?
Hey, guys. This is Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, the St. Ronaldus Maximus.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to talk with you, sir.
So, thank you. I want to give you guys some kudos because I remember back in 2008 when Obama was running for president, and you guys were some of the first people to say, you know, this is the president that's going to really force everyone to be gay.
Yep.
To at least experiment in the gay lifestyle. And here we are 6 years later. And
I got news for you. Every time I see that guy on TV, I feel like I'm experimenting in the gay lifestyle. Like just the way he walks,
yeah.
Like the watch, like the whole thing, like the way he lets his wife talk to him. And then it's weird because he's
totally.
Also like a Muslim. So it's like this gay Muslim communist experience. It's very difficult.
Yeah. I got these kids in school, you know, and they're being told, you got to try Islam, you got to try being gay. And, you know, it's straight from the top, straight from Obama. So keep up the good work, you guys.
You got it. We got to, everybody's got to remain vigilant. Look, evil is real in this world, and the vast majority of our kids are being turned gay and Muslim, and which is going to be a real problem for the American way of life. If only because if we all turn gay, how would we have any kids? So.
And then just think about like ISIS, like they have kids and, you know, but look, we said it in 2007 when Obama was running, they said, what, they're going to just jam this down our throats.
Totally. Charlie on the IM, boycott Arkansas. The anti-Christian crowd is at it again. Now I'll wait for a liberal to tell me who God is after they booed him at the 2012 DNC. If liberals really want to ruin Indiana, they would move there and vote for Democrat politicians. Boom. DX Fool. Yeah. Hi, KKK. How about this war on Easter? Like, I don't hear O'Reilly talking about it. So why did the Jew boys schedule their holiday Passover between Good Friday and Easter? That's a good question. It's like, you always have this. They did this with Hanukkah, and now they do it with Passover, where they put, like, the Jewish holidays near all the big Christian ones.
And don't get me wrong. Like, I wish that, like, Prime Minister Netanyahu was our president.
I don't even call him Prime Minister.
No, he's
my president.
He's my president. Like, I stand with him. But the holiday thing is, like, sort of a different question in a certain sense.
Totally. I like the part of Netanyahu that doesn't necessarily involve, like, that Jew part. I mean, why is this day different than any other day? And why did you have to drag this hag on as a guest? She likes Alaska Thunder shit character. Go Worcester Sharks. Max Payne. Yes, you would have to make the law of the sign. That's the law. Jay-Z, Deuce. Judges, is it time? You know what I'm saying, right?
We know. We know exactly what you're saying.
No, I mean, look, you can't get to the point, like, I just personally, like, speaking as Scotso, like, I'm not ready to think about killing judges yet, in a certain sense, because, like, there are good judges, like, Antonin Scalia is a good judge, you know? But I'll tell you, like, there is a judicial coup in this country.
Jay-Z, Tantaros has got a couple of good points, if you know what I mean. Slatersley. Oh, okay, about the pizza place. Born Blue. Regarding the Indiana pizza parlor, here are the questions I'd like to ask these people. Would you not only provide food for a gay wedding, or your religious beliefs forbid you from feeding gay people at all? Allowing question. I do think God wants gay folks to starve. No, God doesn't want gay people to starve. He just doesn't want them to get pizza from Christians. It's okay. Look, the reason why God allows Muslims to exist is to feed gay people pizza. All right? So, no, of course. But listen, and here's the bottom line. If you starve because you're gay in Indiana and you're not allowed to eat anywhere, maybe you should just get the message from God that he's not pro your choice.
People also have to remember that, you know, God doesn't hate gays just for being gays. He hates the gays that enact being gays. You have to act out being gay and then he hates you.
Right. Just change your change your behavior.
Unless you're like a hot girl on spring break. And then there's a different guideline for your behaviors with regard to being gay.
That's what I'm talking about up here, Scotso!
All right, let's go to the phones. Are you calling from a 714 area code?
Yeah, Sam, how are you doing? This is Dan.
Who?
Who?
Hey, Dan?
Okay. Hey, Dan. Welcome to the Ken, Ken, and Ken show.
Well, you know, I wonder if they're allowed to be selective in this thing because... you know, if they're going to discriminate against gays because of their lifestyle, because they're sinners, then are they now also forbidden to serve people who got divorced or people who work on Sundays because that's the Sabbath or, you know?
Well, look, here's the thing. Here's the thing. And, Dan, I appreciate you calling in and trying to, like, trip me up some, like, a liberal plant. Let me just tell people you don't have to lie to our screener, okay? The bottom line is that you can't tell people how to practice their Christianity. You're obviously not a Christian, so you don't realize that there's evil in the world, okay? And so, therefore, you can try and be, you know, say all that stuff, but I think that's totally appropriate. That if a Christian doesn't believe in divorce, then no pizza for them, so.
I've seen, like, I think you can't conceive, like, I was in Guatemala. I saw nuns, like, shot in the face in front of me.
You did.
I saw them, like, personally, even though, yeah, like, the dates might be a little bit off, but, like, people don't recognize, like, seeing evil.
Right. That was on spring break, right?
When we were at the L.A. riots together, like, you saw, like, the rage.
You could look into the deuce bag for life. Hey, man, great show as always. Praying for the Christian pizza owner, standing up for God. I don't want to support Big Gay when I'm eating spicy sausage peaches. Okie Hoop, Deuce, as a super heterosexual like yourself, I shudder to think of the concentration camp uniforms the gays will all put us in, as Beck described. Hey, look, I want to also talk about something that is really breaking out big time. You'll remember Harry Reid a couple of months ago came out and said that he tripped and fell on an exercise machine in his bathroom. And so he looked all beat up on New Year's Day.
He was wrecked.
And he still wears funny glasses. And so then the other day, he says that he's resigning from the Senate. And John Heinrocket on Powerline, Heinrocket, has come out with a blockbuster story that he talked to a guy who visited Las Vegas recently. You know, Harry Reid is a senator from Nevada. And a friend, no, it was not just a guy. It was a friend of his who was in Las Vegas. And that guy talked to a number of people out there about Reid's accident and didn't find anyone who believed that story. And so
right.
There's another rumor, okay, that it came from Harry Reid in organized crime. So let's put this together, okay? Las Vegas is where the mafia is. Harry Reid is the senator from Nevada, right? So what's more believable? On New Year's Day, the mafia comes to visit him and says, hey, you got to pay us off or give us, like, we don't have an opportunity to open up a casino, or we want to do some type of thing that's illegal, and you promised us. And then Harry Reid says, I can't deliver for you. And they beat him up. Or that he got bruises on his face from being exercised.
So, like, my question, though, is, like, because as far as I understand, like, Harry Reid's always been, like, in the pocket of the mafia, like, always.
Yeah, they went so far as to actually have him do a sting to arrest mafia guys to hide the fact
he was
mobbed up.
They put, like, a bomb on his car as, like, to throw off, like, the scent of, like,
totally.
But what I'm wondering about this, actually, this might be controversial, is maybe, because, you know, like, I'm not saying the mafia are good guys, but maybe they have their own sense of traditional values in a certain sense. So maybe they saw, like, the gay pizza thing coming, and they're like, we do our business, whatever, but we don't want to be forced to bake a pie for big gay. Harry Reid, like, stabbed their back on that, so he catches a beating.
Okay, that's a perfect theory, except, of course, what you're not thinking about is Harry Reid is a senator, so he wouldn't have control over that. That would be the governor of Nevada.
Oh, okay, if you trust that,
yeah,
then, like, I don't know what to tell you. I think that's very naive in Obama's era to be like, oh, yeah, the governor has control.
Here's the part that sends off a red alarm for me, okay? Look at all the bruises on his face, okay? Who gets bruises from just an accident like that? Now, people say, oh, because he's old. All right, here we go. He's, like, in his 70s, yes? Okay.
Yeah, he's, like, 70.
If you were to bump into your bathroom, would you bruise like that?
No.
Okay, how old are you?
30.
Okay. I'm in my 40s. If I did that, I also wouldn't have bruises on my face.
No.
How much is 30 plus 40?
Exactly.
Boom.
Boom. Done.
All right, let's go back to the IMs.
Edmund Burke. It's just sort of like logic that liberal, like, the mainstream media will never use that.
Never.
It's just they just ram the lies down our throats.
And they don't stop. They just want more and more and more and more and more and more.
Okay.
And more.
Let's play this.
Even more.
From the American hero, James O'Keefe, who is one of the few people in the media trying to expose just, look, here's the thing that people have to understand. Evil exists in this world. Okay? I don't know how James O'Keefe is still alive. He must have amazing security. But they in his group has blown the lid off of what has been going on at Barry University. Okay? Here is an undercover agent who is actually a student at Barry University going in and talking to a guy who is apparently like 100% an enemy of America.
The next stop on the Project Veritas College investigation tour was Barry University in Miami, Florida. We told administrators we wanted to start a pro-ISIS club. Okay. Our investigator is actually an honor student at the university.
How can I help you, Laura?
I just have some questions about a new club. What do I need to do to, like, start a new club on campus?
To be a recognized club or organization on campus or even just registered, you need to fill out a roster with at least 10 people.
Okay.
You need to get a faculty staff advisor form. You need to have a constitution. And the last sheet is a new club registration form.
Okay. Yeah, because I filled out like some of the stuff on here, and I wanted to start like a humanitarian club on campus. Do you think the name's okay? I mean, because I don't want it to be like too political, like for students, sympathetic students and support.
Is this a club you are creating?
I want to create it because it's humanitarian. So what I want to do is, like, it's called Students, Sympathetic Students in Support of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. I want to help. I want to start, like, fundraising efforts on campus. And what I want to do is, like, raise funds to send overseas. You know, do you think that's okay? Like,
I'll have to
call it that, the name, or what would you recommend?
It doesn't have Barry University in there.
So maybe, like, just take out, like, the Islamic State part so that people don't think we're, like, you know, supporting terrorists.
Yeah, they're going to, yeah, because whenever people think Islamic State, what is first comes to mind?
I mean, I guess terrorists, but that's the thing. Like, we're trying to help these people, like, because there's a correlation. So they are terrorists, but, like, we're trying to help them. We're trying to, like, educate them and give them, you know, funding so that they don't have to be impoverished and get involved in, you know, acts of violence. Yeah. So that's what it is. I mean, they are, but we're trying to help them.
Boom.
Our journalists said it a reason.
There you go. Boom.
It's just sort of like
unbelievable. These are the type of people. You heard that guy asking her questions like, I mean, these are the type of people that are teaching our kids.
No, he was telling her how to do it.
What was amazing is that he wasn't already calling the police and saying, like, we've got somebody in here who's trying to, like, send humanitarian aid to try and prevent ISIS people from being terrorists. Here's the thing. That guy clearly does not understand. Evil exists in the world.
No, I was just going to say that. Like, they don't, and then what they think is, like, bad, like, they don't understand evil, and then it's like, harass a lady to bake a cake for a gay guy.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this song. This song is totally apropos, particularly after that.
Afghanistan, say goodbye, Taliban. Free elections in Iraq, Saddam Hussein locked up. Some are staying underground, Al-Qaeda now is finding out. America won't turn and run once the fighting has begun. Libya turns over news, Lebanese want freedom too. Syria's forced to leave, don't you know that all this means? Bush was right!
All right. Edmund Burke. Hi, Deuce. Love the show. Can't believe these radicals want to change minds by fiat. The only way to stop discrimination is to stop discriminating. Think about it. Umar Shami.
Tolerance goes both ways.
I guess you believe human life begins at conception and all abortions are murder. And would you support any amount of money to spend to prevent murdering babies? So would you support a constitutional amendment banning all abortions and guaranteed all babies born henceforth to have climate-controlled homes, nutritious food? Okay, I don't even know what that means, any of it. Little Gray, dudes, here in the great state of Ohio, home to Americans like Joe the Plumber and Double Joe the Plumber, our tough on crime attorney general, Mike DeWine, said it like this. Them gays got too much power. What's a decent hot Christian stud with a tight six-pack and a great body like me supposed to do when the gays is converting all the white hotties into lesbos?
Reagan, like, you got to just hope that, like, there'll be, like a counter, like, conversion program and, like, less, like, soy in the food supply.
Reagan in the money. Also, I'd vote for Netanyahu as he's all-American in WD-40 Craftsman tools. Toby Keith knows what's up. This should be a new break-end song. Well, that's an ad. All right. Amy Fair, what about lesbian pizza? That's the problem. It's not feminine enough. Then you get those girls attacking our boys at college. Ronald Reagan, the echo when you call from the app is a real thing. Maybe have your IT look into it. Okay. Mark from Milwaukee. First off, Deuce, I want to say you're a great American. Second, how much beta 5 prostate would you recommend to fight a cold? Crave it more. Grinding
Jim. Awesome I am name. It's wicked cool.
Grinding, jamming, cramming down throats on Wednesday. When do we get to the hetero segment? Juan Miguel, Christians are being crowded out of Americans' discourse. I saw God's not dead. And oh my God, this is happening. Is Kevin Sorbo excluding Jesus from philosophy classes, turning Christians into atheists? And when will hot Muslim co-eds finally be allowed to listen to Franklin Graham without fear of prosecution by their fathers? Space die. Obama hates America, isn't my president. Lamba 412. Did you hear the Obama administration nuke Raleigh, South Carolina?
They were, no, that wasn't the, like, you got to be careful because, like, that didn't actually happen. Like, they wanted it to happen. But, like, the generals held the line on that.
Clincher, isn't Abby Hoffman from Worcester, Mass? Yes.
Dude, shut up.
Spooge neck. It's like you can't even give a girl a pearl necklace anymore. Thanks, Obama. Sarah Palin, I just wanted to commend you guys on this because, you know, ISIS is baking gay cakes. Let's take a phone call. You're calling from a 601 area code. Who's this?
Hi, guys. It's Nate from Mississippi.
Hey, Nate. How's it going?
The real America.
I just wanted to let you know, I don't like Yankees, but you guys are okay.
Well, we appreciate
that. You seem to really get it.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I'm always being oppressed by the gays and the Muslims and the women and certain other people, too. I think you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I
for
think
now,
we do.
Basically, it's the Muslims and the women. And I just don't get it. I mean, you know, we need religious freedom in this country, and that's why Islam should be outlawed. But
exactly.
You know,
and I'll explain it to you because, like, according to, like, the caliphate, if you're a Muslim, then you cannot have Jews, like, near you. That's literally what it
means. Right.
So in order to have freedom, you can't have them be Muslim. But I also want to tell you, like, if you step outside of Harvard Yard, there's actually a lot of good people up north. It just, like, doesn't get represented in the media because, like, big gay media is a very serious thing up here.
Huge.
And, you know, Muslims, huge. They hate the gays. They hate the gays. The Muslims, they hate them.
It's true.
Wait a minute, I'm getting a little bit confused here. I'm not sure exactly why, but.
All right, well, Nate, we appreciate the phone call.
They want Americans to be gay to, like, weaken Nate, us, and we don't hate anybody.
Nate clearly realizes there's evil in the world.
He understands that.
Sugar high. Hey, Ken, great show today. I want you to know why you guys never talk about the role gays played in the 9/11 cover-up. A lot of my friends said the Jews did it, but I knew BB wouldn't team up with the queers. Neff, Biff and me are getting married in December. Can't wait. Breitbart. Hey, KK and K. Just a quick question. Is the Jewish conspiracy for holidays part of the Russia-ISIS takeover plot for Europe, or is it just the Sneeds trying to steal the hard-working Christian-American money before the Kenyan socialist-Muslim usurper can take it all the way to fund gay Negro reduction re-education camps? We're working on a special report about that, actually. Deuce, freedom champion, Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore here in Nevada introduced a bill saying the land in Nevada should belong to Nevada and not the federal government. A Republican majority leader, Paul Anderson, said the bill is unconstitutional. How is freedom unconstitutional? Well, welcome to Obama. Welcome to Obama's America.
He's a Republican. Like, if a Democrat ran against that and said, like, I'm for freedom, I would support that. Because, like, that we play it down the middle.
Matt's an MRA. Update from Indiana. Gay still icky. Shank Steele, you guys are truth grinders. Shove your truth at me. Matt and the BK. I think the only real American, what's with all these non-Americans running for president? I think the only real Americans like Bibi Netanyahu should be allowed to run for president. Mailman, I got to love that rancher Bundy for getting the states taking back the land from the feds, stolen from the states during the Obama administration. Give the national parks back to the people. Made for majority. Big ups, bro. Just want to say all this gay talk is making me physically uncomfortable. Like, I'm like sweating from squeezing my ass cheeks. Exit only, bro. Seriously, though, I just want to say, who picked 18 is the age for sex? Like, I'm saying chicks. I don't want to card them. Seriously. All right. The genie, genie. Does that guy from Indiana stand say I should be a good German and he choose heterosexually like he did? Rather than being willful and gay? Not sure I follow. Borat. I heard those Liam Neeson movies, Taken movies, were based on Harry Reid's biography. Sid Finch. I wonder what right-wing Mandela would say to Mike Pence.
Why are you calling him right-wing Mandela? That's just Nelson Mandela.
Hey, KKK, any chance we can get the Wright Brothers in studio for a live version of the classic song? That would be awesome.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I think those guys are like homeless or something.
But then once they start playing, I'm just going to want them to play more and more and more and more.
Obama and Cheney's. Deuce, longtime listener. I've been tuning in every day for months. And you know what? For some reason, most days I get some Jew Todd, who supports quantitative easing, and it's some Buddhist Muslim he lets host. Buddhists are the worst Muslims. B. Hobb, loving the KKK. Lindsey Graham Cracker, Deuce, what do you think of the MGTOW movement?
That's men go their own way. It's like a movement within the men's rights movement.
Pro.
Yeah.
Mosquito, bingo. I just wanted to say how hilarious Ken's characters are. Left-wing Idi Amin is my favorite. Dick Schlongsworth, hey, Ken, you seem to have the same sore throat as the liberal talking head Sam Cedar. You've been munching the same carpet.
No. Dude, I pray to God you're not munching the same carpet as that guy.
Totally not Rusticus. I know what that guy's saying, because when I choose to be straight, I choose to think that all those hot, sweaty guys were gross. That's why I married my wife. Why can't those guys do the same? Ilmek, Obama's our president, and now there's ISIS. Coincidence?
Well, you're someone who clearly understands, as the Deuce keeps saying, that there is evil in the world.
Eat red meat. Gay cakes are just a distraction from Benghazi. Lenny, hey, KKK, when does the fun half of the show start? Herbal supplement.
The whole show is fun when it's Ken.
We have a great erectile supplement based on the untapped potential of cinnamon. We'd love your advertising your show. Please let us know where to mail this check for $10,000. And a final IM of the day. We're going to have to wrap up early today, guys, because I don't have the energy today. Exit only, bitches. Exit only. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow.